Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello and good afternoon. Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I do appreciate you joining us on this rather warm Tuesday afternoon. Now, it's warm where I am, so I'm not sure if it's warm where you are. Hopefully you're, hopefully it's not as warm. Driving in today from L.A. to Sherman Oaks, so we're live from Sherman Oaks in the L.A. Talk Radio stations. And 101 when I got off the freeway. Okay, so yesterday I was out here, it's 104. And so I'm sure it's going to be at least 104 today. But that's not the big news. The big news is you guys all know where I'm from, right? I always mention that I'm from Blythe, California, right? Which is about 3 hours and some change. I'm going to say 3 hours, 15 minutes, 30 minutes from Los Angeles. Now it's 107 right now. Okay, so mom and dad, you know, make sure you stay in the house, stay hydrated. Got the air conditioner kicked up, automatic, where, you know, hits a certain temperature and comes up. No, it needs to just be on, okay? So, and then tomorrow, I'm just looking at my weather for tomorrow, Wednesday, in Blythe. It's supposed to be 115. What? 115, then 111 on Thursday. So that's why I live here, okay? That's why I live in L.A., and they still live out there. So, but anyway. But hope everything's well in Blythe. Hope the air conditioning is working. So hello, mom and dad. So I just wanted to say that. Hello, and thank you for joining me on air with Russell of Hotels. Thank you for joining. I want to thank the people on Facebook Live, as well as the people that listen to it on LA Talk Radio, as well as the podcast, which becomes later. This is a live show, just in case you guys did not know that. But it is a live show. And we're Hospitality Unplugged, which means we talk about everything hospitality, whatever that is. We're talking about it. Let me hold on 1 second. I'm going to have a caller in today. I know she's on there listening now, but I'm going to bring her in later in a couple minutes. So I asked her to call me at 103, and she's right on time. 103, right? So anyway, and that's going to be Amanda Berry. I call her AB. AB. She's a national sales manager at the Roe Reno. What the heck is the Roe Reno? I don't know, but we're about to find out. But let me get through some industry news and stuff like that, and then we're going to bring Amanda in, and we're going to talk about some stuff because she got a lot of questions to be answered, okay? So hope you had a great weekend. Like I said, I'm live in Sherman Oaks. Industry news, what was going on this week or what's going on now? Well, this is something I talked about last week. This had to do with travel restrictions in Cuba. Now, there's a reason why I'm bringing this up again, okay? So, like, group educational trips or cruises are no longer allowed in Cuba. You know, that has to do with the new administration and all that, you know, sanctions against Cuba, restrictions, whatever. So, basically, you can't go there. So, the reason why I'm bringing this up again, because I didn't know last week that it affected the cruises, right? I thought maybe just some groups and things like that, educational groups or whatever. Well, no, it affects cruises. And the reason I'm bringing it up today, because I was scheduled to take a cruise to Cuba in July next month, right? Well, guess what? You had to cancel that. So, yeah, I'm disappointed because I've always wanted to go to Cuba, and guess I'm not going to be going to Cuba, at least now, okay? So, but anyway, but we did rebook one, and we're going on an Alaskan cruise instead. So that should be good. So I'm going to, you know, hook me a couple of salmon and things like that. Probably bring it back. Have it smoked. Bring it back, you know. I don't know if I'm going to eat it or not, but, you know, I'm a vegan, right? I can't eat smoked salmon or salmon. So somebody is going to be get lucky, and I'm going to bring some back, and somebody, a neighbor or something, is going to eat the salmon that I caught. So anyway, so stay tuned for that. Small bottles of lotion, shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. A thing of the past, I brought this up last week as well. But the reason why I'm bringing it up again is because I had got into this debate with someone over the week about that. Like, why would you say that we need to get rid of conditioners? All I was saying is that I think it's a waste of money. This is me, Russell. I don't use conditioner. Now, maybe other people do. Maybe your hair gets frizzy or whatever, and you just need conditioner. Well, my hair doesn't get frizzy. Well, it never got frizzy. Even when I had hair, it didn't get frizzy. So some people need it. I guess some people don't. I said, well, let's compromise. Can you do like, there's a shampoo and conditioner in the same bottle, right? Well, then get rid of the conditioner and just use, you know, one bottle, but it has two things in it. It has, you know, one part shampoo, one part conditioner. I think that would work. I mean, it's still going to cut the cost, right? But anyway, that was just something. It wasn't fun. But it was funny that, you know, a couple of people had made mention, like, I hope that doesn't go viral, what you said about the conditioner, because we need that conditioner. Well, then travel with your own conditioner. Anyway, in-room service. Now, this is something else that I'm thinking that I didn't read this anywhere, but, I mean, I think that it may be a thing of the past as well. Room service, okay? You know, with the hotel room service, okay, a lot of full-service hotels have it. In fact, in order to be, you know, 4-star, 5-star hotel, you have to have room service, you know, up to a certain time. But what about the ones that aren't restricted by that? So do they continue to still do room service? And the reason I'm asking this is because with DoorDash and Uber Eats and Postmates and Grubhub, do you really need room service now? And why don't hotels get involved in the food delivery game? I mean, if they have kitchens that are being open anyway during that time, why don't they use those services to deliver their food to somewhere in the neighborhood? Just a thought, right? You know, on Russell, on Air with Russell of Hotels, I'm always trying to give some good information. You know, maybe you guys can take that and run with it. I'm not asking for anything for it. Just, you know, I'm giving ideas. So I offered, I offered an idea about parking, you know, self-parking. You know, people, they self-park, but based on where you're located in the garage, your price goes higher. So you're actually you're maximizing the revenue from each parking space, right? So the closer you are to the building, of course, the prices are higher. The further you are, if you're on the fifth floor, you know, away from the building, then of course you're paying, you know, $10. But as you get closer, you know, it goes up and up and up, and you're like $20 if you're close to the building. That was an idea that I came up with. So somebody should run with that. So anyway, I'm getting off the subject of talking about in-room service, but it was just something that I had, you know, had mentioned before. What else? LA food tour. So this is something I did last week. So I told you guys that I was going to report on how it was last week. So I did an LA food tour. This was part of MPI. So MPI Southern California chapter had their gala event last week, and that was last Friday at the Fairmont Hotel and Bungalows in Santa Monica. So on Thursday, they had a food tour. Now, the food tour was hosted by Las Vegas Tourism. I don't know how they got to do it, and they're from Las Vegas, but they came over here and did it. I mean, I guess if you pay, you can do anything, right? And then it was actually, the company is called Lip Smacking Foodie Tours, which is in Vegas as well. So I've heard good things about them in Vegas. I mean, I think you pay $150 or something like that per person, and you go to all these amazing restaurants in Vegas. So it was kind of like the same thing, but we did, I think, 3 restaurants on Thursday. I didn't eat everything, of course, because I don't eat everything, But the presentation of all the food was great. All the restaurants we went to, and guess what? I don't remember all the restaurants we went to, but one of them was called Elefante Restaurant, which is in Santa Monica. That's a great one. It has views of the ocean. It's on the second floor. Can't think of the street. I think it's Main Street, I think, in Santa Monica. But just look it up. Elefante Restaurant in Santa Monica. They actually had some kind of veganish dishes, so I could partake. So it was pretty good. So if you're ever in Vegas, lip-smacking foodie tours. President is Donald Consturi. C-O-N-T-U-R-S-I. Contursi? Contursi. I'm butchering the guy's name. Sorry, Donald. But just tell him Russell sent you. VegasFoodieTour.com. Okay, so if you're ever in Vegas, you want to do a food tour of all the amazing restaurants, not all of them, but I'm sure they select some of the restaurants, and I guess you get to choose. But go VegasFoodieTour.com. I did mention the Meeting Planner International or Meeting Professional International Southern California Chapter Gala. That was great. They did a great job. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels or On Air with Russell of Hotels? Russell of Hotels, Russell at RussellofHotels.com is my email. Twitter at Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond and Russell of Hotels. And I have a website, RussellofHotels.com. And after this show is complete, meaning it's a live show, but after we finish at 2 o'clock, it goes to a podcast. So wherever your podcast, your favorite podcast platform is, check it out. Just type in On Air with Russell of Hotels, and guess what? Boom, you get it. What is the Russell of Hotels group? What do I do? What do I have? I actually added something to it. Hotel site selection was one where I, you know, represent hotels. I mean, represent corporations, organizations, individuals who need, you know, hotels for their meetings. Or there's a lot of groups that I do that don't even have meeting space. It means it's rooms only. They can be sports teams, things like that. So I assist them with finding hotels wherever they are, wherever they need to be. If that's in New York, that's what I do. If it's D.C., okay. If it's Dallas, all right. Well, if it's L.A., that's fine, too. Doesn't matter. Mexico, Caribbean, not Cuba, though, because we can't go over there. But anyway, anywhere that you need a meeting or you need guest rooms, because that's the caveat. I need the ones that have the guest rooms attached to it. I can assist you. What else? Digital marketing via social media, hotel and destination video producer. I do a lot of videos for hotels. You can check out any platform that I'm on, and I just mentioned those platforms. Even my website, you can check out some of the videos that I've done. Hotel Task Force, that's a new one, right? What's a Hotel Task Force person? Someone that I do it for director as a director of sales and marketing, former director of sales and marketing, and as a former general manager. So hotels that need assistance with, for a temporary, short amount of time, they may need someone to, I don't want to say babysit, but someone to watch over their department, their sales department, as well as the maybe the entire hotel. So they can go for, I mean, assignments go from, a week to 6 months, you know, or a year. I mean, it just depends. So, yeah, I do that as well. And then I'm a radio show host where I interview today's hospitality professionals, and I'm going to interview one today. And that's going to be Miss Amanda Berry from The Row in Reno. What is The Row? Stay tuned. Hold on 1 second, because I got to put some people on blast, and then we're going to get to her. So hold on there, Miss AB. Who's on blast? Now, this is going to be interesting. This is interesting. So some of the same people are on blast, right? So Larry Broughton with Broughton Hotel, CEO, right? I met with Jim Schichta, and I mentioned him last week. And the reason I mentioned him last week, he's with Broughton. He's the COO of Chief Operating Officer of Broughton Hotels. Well, he came out of retirement, right? So after like 5 years, he came out of retirement. And actually, Jim's responsible for me being a GM, you know, for that 1 year. You know, I should be ticked off, right? Anyway, dog, that was a joke, Jim. But no, I thank you for that. Thank you for opportunity. So you always be thankful for the opportunities that you get. So Jim last night or yesterday, I met him. Told me that Larry, well, he, of course, Jim listens to the show. Larry doesn't listen to it. So I guess Jim told Larry that Russell has put you on, he didn't know the term, but basically I put him on blast. And Larry basically said, Well, I'll be on the show. Why doesn't he just call me? Well, that's not how it works, people. So if you're a, you know, ROH peeps, that's, you know, Russell of Hotels, person that listens to Russell of Hotels radio show, right? You know that we have, this has to work organically, meaning through someone else. If you're going to listen, that's fine. And then you hear your name, then, okay, you call me or email me, whatever, and say, hey, I heard my name. I want to be on your show. Okay. Well, Jim happened to hear, and then he told Larry. So that's how it's supposed to work. It's organically. Now, Jim said he was just happy to be looking on LinkedIn and saw that I posted something, and he started listening to my it was a podcast at that point, and he likes it, and he listens to it all the time. So that's how it's supposed to work. It's supposed to work organically. I'm not supposed to pick up the phone and call the people on blast, okay? What fun would that be, right? So it has to go through either they listen or someone they know listen, and they mention it to them, say, hey, you know, you're on blast on that Russell of Hotels show. Well, who the heck is Russell of Hotels? I don't know, but you need to call him because you need to be on the show. So anyway, so Larry said he's eager to be on the show. So thank you so much, Larry, and I will contact you. Now I can contact you, right? And then we can schedule it. Brian Churchill, saw you the other day. You're still on blast. You didn't mention anything about it. And I know you know, okay? So Brian Churchill's with LA Tourism, vice president. You're on blast. Nelly, a.k.a. Foodie Call, you're on blast. You're here in L.A., Luis Torres, you're at Universal Studios. You're on blast. Kenya Bannister Stamps, Associate Vice President of Sales and Service for Long Beach CVB. You're on blast. And you know you're on blast as well. So you're still going to stay on blast. You're all going to stay on blast. Now, the newest ones that I mentioned, Samuel Thompson and Matthew Diamond, they have Sync Meeting Management. So they manage events. So say I plan the event, or I, you know, book it for the client. I do the contract negotiation and pricing and all that, and then they need someone to actually manage the event. I'll give that over to Sam and Matt so we can collaborate on that kind of stuff. So they're on blast too. I want them on here so they can explain their event management services and things like that. So there you go. Thank you to Carrie Morrissey, of Opal Hotels, and Dana Berry, Director of PR for Four Seasons Orlando. They invited me to a media reception held at the Marina Del Rey Hotel last week, and I appreciate that. So thank you very much. I met a lot of good people. I did mention Las Vegas Tourism and Lip Smacking Foodie Tours, so I want to thank them again, and just thank MPI for doing a great job last week at the event. So without further ado, introduction of Miss Amanda Berry, National Sales Manager of the Row Reno. Hello, are you there?
I'm here, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. It's great to hear your voice again today.
It is. It really is. I always love talking to you, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. So I do appreciate you taking the time out. In fact, just so everyone can hear, I was actually, and she knows this, so I can tell her this. So there was someone else that was scheduled to do it today, but they had to cancel on me. So I asked Amanda, I said, hey, just in case this person cancels on me, are you willing to do it, or can you do it? Can you step up to the plate? And she didn't even hesitate. She just said, oh, heck yeah, I'm there. Let me know. Blah, 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 blah. You know, she just couldn't stop talking. So I do appreciate you taking the time to be on my show, Amanda.
Anything for you, Russell.
Oh, my God. Okay, stop it. All right, you know what? Let's get into it with you, because I know you just have so much you want to talk about. So what is the row? What does that mean? Or what the heck is that?
So the Row Reno is three hotel properties in the heart of downtown Reno: the El Dorado Resort, the Silver Legacy Resort, and the Circus Hotel. All three are connected via mezzanine walkway. So you have access to 4,000 hotel rooms and suites, 25 restaurants, a luxury spa, endless amenities, nightly entertainment, you name it, we have it. It's like a very large cruise ship, if you will. You never have to leave the doors, but you can meander between the three seamlessly.
Wow. Okay. So I don't ever have to leave. So if it's hot there in Reno, I don't ever have to leave. I can go from one end to the other without even leaving until I have to leave, right?
Absolutely. We take up about 8 square blocks of downtown Reno.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Now, I knew what the role was, okay, because I've been there. but I can't, you know, let people know that I can't tell everybody all the goods and the secrets about the role and things like that. But as you're talking, I'm going to, you know, interject some things from my experience there as well. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, how did you begin your career in hospitality?
I kind of stumbled upon it. I am born and raised in Reno, and everybody knows everybody. I was given the opportunity to become a coordinator within the hospitality sales industry at the El Dorado Reno back in 2013. And then I have moved within, promoted within, and experienced almost all of the segments between the Smurf market, sports market, and now the convention market.
Wow. Okay.
So I've been here for almost 6 years in September. And then upon a very large merger and acquisition of two companies, a family company and a gaming company, we have purchased the Silver Legacy and Circus Circus, half of the Silver Legacy formerly owned by MGM, and the Circus Circus was 100% owned by the MGM. And in 2016, we completely acquired the shares for those two properties and introduced The Row as a rebrand owning of all three properties back in June of 2018.
Okay. Now, I was there for a fam trip last year, and you guys, I mean, I must say, you guys, when you talk about rolling out the red carpet, I mean, I think that's an understatement because they did so much for us. It was ridiculous. I mean, from, you know, great accommodations to being picked up at the airport, to, you know, amenities, to the fun. What is that thing? It's like it's a bicycle, but it's like a booze, I don't know, booze cruise. What was that? Where you ride the bike and
it's the Reno Brew Bike. So it's a couple of seats, you know, located on a little bicycle, and it takes you to any bar location that you want. You receive discounts for being on that bar. And, you know, we have such a large and fun bar scene in Reno. Mm-hmm. And, you know, new bars coming online monthly, to be honest.
No, that was good. That was good. But the thing of it is, you had to pedal, okay? So it wasn't like it was...
Oh, yeah, it was a workout.
Yeah, it was definitely a workout. I mean, I should have had my sweats on, that's for sure. But
you had to burn your booze calories, Russell.
But no, that was fun. So you guys definitely did roll out the red carpet. So you've been there. Okay, so the El Dorado was your first hotel, correct? So you've been
correct.
There 6 years. Okay, so you've been in the industry 6 years. How many hotels do each? I know you gave me a total, but break down if you can, each one for me, as well as the meeting space.
So the El Dorado is our flagship boutique hotel. This hotel has a little over 800 rooms and suites, some of which have been newly remodeled. Most of our spa tower, our penthouse, and then half of our Sierra tower. We are going online for renovations beginning at the end of the year, and they should be complete in 2020. The Silver Legacy is the largest convention hotel that we have ownership of. It has a little less than 1,700 rooms and suites. This is undergoing room renovation as we speak. We have about 400 rooms out of inventory. They are going to push through the summer, and those should be complete June 1st of 2020. The Circus Circus is our next largest, over 1,600 rooms and suites. Both towers, the North and Sky Towers, have been completely remodeled as of 2018.
Wow.
So we have a lot of great new product coming online and capital investment and so on and so forth.
Wow. Very good. Good to know. So let me just ask this. What makes the Row different from the other hotels? Because there's other hotels in Reno, right? So
are there? Are there, though?
You know what? That's what I heard. Now, I've only been the one, or I've only been to the Row, so, but I've heard there's other ones out there. So what separates you from the other ones?
So we are in a very awesome location, one being located in downtown Reno. Downtown has changed quite significantly in the last 10 years and more recently the last five. We're in close proximity to the Riverwalk District, the Midtown District, a AAA baseball field, which is gorgeous, fun, and an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. We're also, you know, within a mile of the ever-growing University of Nevada, Reno. Along with being in our location, which is downtown, we have the three properties that are interconnected via mezzanine walkways. So we have the ability to host all types of groups, large, small, board meetings, events, banquets, weddings, you name it. We also have the ability to feed any type of appetite. We have, you know, fine dining steak restaurants. We have pho Vietnamese. We have sushi, two sushi restaurants, a Mexican cantina. We have a yogurt beach, which is awesome and something to stay away from during the summer months, you know what I mean? And, you know, we have a little bit of something for everyone.
What
we
about...
have the family-friendly vibe at the Circus Circus with the Midway, 50, you know, carnival redemption games, mm-hmm. daily circus acts. So it's fun for the whole family.
Okay, now what about, now you mentioned all these cuisines. Now, first of all, let me just we're on live with Amanda Berry. She's the national sales manager at the Row Reno, which is made up of three different hotels: El Dorado, Circus, and Silver Legacy. Right. So we're on air with her. So she's basically giving us the breakdown as far as, you know, what separates their hotel from everyone else, and she's just talking about different types of cuisine. But I didn't hear a vegan. So can you accommodate someone like myself who doesn't eat meat or, you know, milk, eggs, things like that?
I can relate. I'm gluten and dairy free.
Okay.
We do have quite a bit of options and alternatives that are offered at our restaurants. You know, obviously upon request, they can accommodate you pretty easily. As far as our, like, catering and banquets, our chef always accommodates, you know, those gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, vegetarian options if you're going to have a meeting or convention with us as well.
All right. That's very good. I'm glad you said that. So thank you very much. So now I can bring a meeting there.
You're welcome.
Because I have the Association of Vegans. I'm going to bring them there.
I mean, did we accommodate you during the fam well enough, sir?
That was a joke, first of all. But second, yeah, you did. But see, I wasn't a vegan then either. So I was a vegetarian, but then I took that step
right.
to be a vegan. So no, you did. No, you definitely did. So no, you did. You did. So yeah. So what amenities do you have for meetings? Because I plan meetings, right? And there's other people that listen to the show that plan meetings. So are there certain specials for certain amenities that you have for people that want to plan meetings at the Row Reno?
Absolutely. So something that was implemented at the end of last year that we're really excited about is an upgraded Wi-Fi system between the three properties. So you do not have to pay an additional fee to get Wi-Fi internet service within your meeting space. It's also included in your hotel room and then our common areas within all three hotels as well.
Okay. So I can just go from one end to the other and not have to. Now, this is meeting space. Is that everything? I mean, because we know that most hotels,
meeting
they
space,
separate.
Guest rooms. Yeah. Meeting space, guest rooms, and common areas.
Okay. Okay. Now, that's good to know. That is good to know. What about parking and things like that? I know that Vegas has gone to charging for parking. Now, do you charge for parking as well?
So our parking for everyone is included in our resort fee. It is essentially complimentary to an extent, obviously, but we have self and valet covered parking between all three properties. The Circus actually has the most parking between the three, but it's if you're coming, you know, a local and coming for a meeting, you do not have to pay for parking on site, which is very nice.
Okay. Now what, you know, I ask random questions, so I go from hotel to just Reno. So tell me why would I want to bring a meeting or a program to Reno?
You know, I think the best answer to that question is going to be price point and value. Anytime, no matter which hotel you stay at, I know all of us hotel partners work closely together and try and accommodate anyone coming to Reno on a higher level. We do really do cater to a different level of service, some of which you experience during your fam.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, unique experiences. We have the capability to provide customized menus that fit your group's budgets. we bring a different experience and level and price point to the convention and meetings industry entirely. It does help that we, you know, we're not Vegas. We definitely make sure that you have a warm welcome and that we know everyone knows who you are in town while you're in town. So that's something that we do very well and like to advertise first and foremost.
Okay. No, I did. When we were there, we did. I mean, we felt special. I mean, we from the moment I got off the plane and met the gentleman who in the black car service that drove me to your hotel. I mean, it was everything was great. I mean, I couldn't think of anything else that I needed or would like to have as a meeting attendee or someone that was in charge of a meeting or someone that was, I guess, maybe had some influence over a meeting. So, I mean, you guys did a great job. So I do appreciate that. And a couple of people that were with me said the same thing as well. So you guys are definitely doing a great job. So I do appreciate that.
I appreciate that feedback, you know, and that's something that we want to introduce to anyone, you know, joining us for a FAM is that experience that you guys got to witness and mm-hmm. participate in is something that we can provide, you know, for your clientele as well. It's not just specified for FAMs. We want to make sure that any experience that you were happy with or wanted to basically give a client an idea, hey, we did this, you know, during a dinner or this property helped us coordinate something unique and an experience that you're not going to find somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay. We definitely want to make sure that you are able to communicate that to your clientele and it's not just special towards FAM, but we can, you know, execute that on a different level as well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Now, outside of the hotel, okay, are there other things to do? Because, you know, I bring a group in and, of course, no one wants to be in the meetings all day long. So is there activities going on in the city? I mean, is it a good time to come? You know, let me know about that stuff.
So basically, between Memorial Day weekend and middle of October, Reno is home to some of the largest events in the country. We have, you know, one of the largest, it's a classic car auction. It's called Hot August Nights. We are a PGA Tour stop in the end of July. Our hotel specifically hosts three really fun festivals. We have upcoming this weekend, Father's Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, is the Brew Fest, Barbecue Blues and Brews Festival. In October, we host an Italian Fest, and then in July, we host Chicken Wing Fest. As far as things to do, we have one of the largest rock walls in the country located next door to us at the Whitney Peak Base Camp. We also have the Aces Ball Field, so Greater Nevada Field, which is a AAA baseball field affiliated with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And then my favorite is our newly renovated and up-and-coming kind of shopping and restaurant food culture bar scene district, which is Midtown District. That's just 8 short blocks from us in downtown Reno.
Okay. Now, did we see that? Was that there when we were there last year?
You did. We stopped at Rum Sugar Lime on the Brew Bike. So we had kind of a quick stint in Midtown.
Okay. Oh, okay. 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 So that was like kind of an up and coming area, correct? Or has been revitalized maybe?
So it's been revitalized over the last couple of years. Okay. It continues to revitalize. Our city is actually putting quite a bit of funding into redoing our entire sewer system and revamping the street and bicycle and walking capability on Virginia Street. So that is our main street in mm-hmm. Reno.
Okay. Yeah, very walkable. In fact, I think it was a year ago last year. Yeah, it was a year ago now that I was there in Reno for that FAM trip because it was before Father's Day. So maybe ended on Father's Day. I can't remember because I think I came back on Sunday. Yeah, that was Father's Day. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, we hosted at Brewfest on Friday.
Yes.
That starts this Friday. And then my other most favorite event, which everybody in this entire town knows, is the Reno Rodeo. 10
yes.
days of extreme fun that you also got to experience.
Yes, I do. In fact, I forgot to bring my hat, you know. This has been a great.
This,
This would have been a great opportunity for me to wear my hat. Now, when I say that the team, the sales team, whoever is involved with this fam trip didn't miss a beat, and it came down to the hat. I mean, I brought some boots. I had boots already, right? But I didn't have a hat. I didn't have a cowboy hat. Well, they made sure we had hats and whatever you needed before we went to the rodeo. So we didn't want to stick out, right? Not that I wouldn't stick out anyway at the rodeo. But anyway,
you and your hat are still famous around here. And I talk about you and that hat pretty often, my friend.
So I still have the hat. I thought about bringing it because I wanted to, for our people that watch on Facebook Live, and wanted to see me in that hat, but I didn't bring it. So there you go. And I'm hot in here too. I'm just realized that it's not only hot outside, but it's hot in here. So I guess the air conditioner's not working. But anyway, so now, Reno, we know Reno, at least I know, it snows in the winter too, right? So, I mean, you have things that happen now. Okay. The Brew Fest, I actually participated in that, had a good time. Drank a lot of beer. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
But in the winter, I mean, you have a lot of winter events, winter fun as well?
Absolutely. So Reno does have all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. Probably the best thing about winter is the outdoor activity. We're, pretty close proximity to Lake Tahoe, which is the largest alpine lake in North America. So we're about 45 minutes from North Lake. So we have, a ton of ski resorts and, depending on the weather, snow levels, so on and so forth, there is an opportunity for you to ski in the morning and golf in the afternoon on the same day.
Wow. Imagine that. Okay.
Well, yeah. That sounds interesting. We got so much snow this year that one of our ski resorts has actually opened and extended their season until July 4th.
Really? It's open right now. You can ski right now on snow.
Absolutely.
Wow. See, you guys are listening to this, right? You can, I guess you can do that here too sometimes. But anyway, we're not talking about here. We're talking about Reno. Okay. So you can, in July, I mean, that's kind of rare that you can still ski in July and then come play golf in, perfectly, normal weather or average weather, probably 70 degrees or whatever. So that's good to know. Thank you so much for sharing that bit of information. And let me just clarify something. When I mentioned that I drank a lot of beer, I tasted a lot of beer because it's like 100 breweries there. And of course I couldn't drink everything. And the glasses or mugs that they gave us were not that big, but they're enough to taste. Right. So I tasted quite a few beers. That's what I meant. So I wasn't like drinking and just out of control. Not that. It's more tasty. Just like you go wine tasting, it's beer tasting. So it's the same thing.
Of course.
So I just had to mention that before I moved on here. but thank you guys for that. So why should I choose Reno again? Okay, no, let me ask you this before we get to that. Bowling, because I have, I deal with some reunions and things like that, family reunions that are always looking for activities. So like bowling or a movie theater kind of in the same proximity. And I don't remember. I remember seeing a bowling something or something in Reno. But can you kind of remind me?
Of course. So we actually do have the National Bowling Stadium within one block of us. Okay. This venue has actually been very well known. It was within the filming of Kingpin, along with the Silver Legacy. So they do offer group bowling within. It's actually under renovation right now. It needed a little updating. It's been some time, so the city has put some capital investment within that property. And then we also do have a movie theater located just four blocks south of us in the Riverwalk District.
Okay. So let me just ask about the bowling. Now, the bowling, you said it's not open. I guess hopefully it's open 2020. It'll be done 2020?
Yeah. So it's closed just for 2019 for renovation. This is actually home to a lot of our men's and women's nationals. So, whatever years that we are contracted for, men's, women's, or both.
Okay.
Coming down the line.
But regular people can go in and bowl as well, right? There's certain times that people can go in and bowl.
Yeah, so they can contract group and tournament play within. They actually also have a small 10-lane private event venue called the Kingpin that can be bought out for a family reunion or for a, you know, a corporate event or holiday party of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, why would I choose? I mean, you mentioned some things, but this is like that elevator pitch, right? When you're in the elevator and you want to give that 10-second elevator pitch about, maybe 30 seconds. Let's say 30 seconds, not 10 seconds. 30-second elevator pitch about Reno. What do you want us to walk away with?
So Reno's just a unique and diverse destination. Again, we're a very large value at a smaller price point than some of your first-tier cities, obviously. Our air service is growing daily, and we've definitely have teamed up with our CVB to make sure that meetings, events, conventions of, you know, the sizes that we can accommodate within our city and within our properties are very well received and well promoted and, you know, a very warm welcome. We are very detail-oriented and provide execution unlike any other destination.
Wow. Did you have that written down?
No. sales, Russell.
Well, that was pretty darn good. I don't think I could have come up with anything like that. Wow, that was pretty cool. Now, okay, can we talk a little bit about and you can just generalize with like pricing. That's what I'm getting. So midweek versus weekend, you know, kind of getting me an estimate. What would people be looking at for a group? And let me, before we get to that, but what is a sweet spot for a group size for you? What would be that sweet spot for, and you can take each three, you know, all three of your properties, sweet spot for Silver Legacy, sweet spot for El Dorado, sweet spot for Circus Circus.
So we obviously can accommodate, you know, that our 10 group minimum. We love the Smurf segment and love to fill the gaps with that and provide service in that matter. Some of our largest groups, you know, are up to about 1,700. Again, Silver Legacy is our largest convention hotel. And our facilities, like at the Reno Ballroom, we can fit about, you know, 1,500 to 1,700 for a meal within. And we do have the capability of doing a large exhibit or general session show within the Reno Event Center that's also in close proximity to our properties within a block of walking distance of the Silver Legacy. So sweet spot for the Silver Legacy, large hotels, you know, anywhere from 100 to 1,500. Obviously, we can accommodate larger room blocks as far as all three properties. We have 4,000 hotel rooms and suites. So the El Dorado, again, is our smallest boutique hotel. That's good for, you know, the 100 to 400 range, depending on, you know, general session, breakout, so on and so forth. That has the smallest convention center. And then the Circus Circus is great for education. We do a lot of stuff with the University of Nevada, Reno. I host Nevada Skills, which is great. So we accommodate, you know, quite a bit of groups within that property as well. Another great thing that I should add about the Row is you have the accessibility for all three properties. You could also offer your convention and meeting clientele three different choices of hotel product and price point within one contract and one sales manager. Your catering convention services contact is also the same for all three properties, which is very kind of hard to come by, but it's nice that we can execute and facilitate services between the three properties.
Exactly. That's a good point. That's a great selling point right there. You're only dealing with one point of contact or two. You have one salesperson and one convention services person. That's it. That's all you need. So that's great. That's great. So as far as rates, can you throw a couple rates, kind of a range for each property?
Sure. So midweek for us, obviously, is Sunday through Thursday. Weekends are Friday, Saturday. Depending on special events, blackout dates, so on and so forth, such as Memorial Day weekend, Hot August Nights gets a little crazy for us because we it's a citywide event. We sell out. But we have, you know, great availability within the January, February, March timeline, as well as September and November, December, depending on our holiday stuff. But rates typically range between the three properties. You know, it can go as low as 45 at the Circus Circus, up to about 75 midweek between Silver Legacy and El Dorado. And then weekends usually range between 100 to 150. So there are obviously instances that we strategize, and depending on what's in-house in special events that, you know, rates are based upon. Those wow. kinds of things.
Well, you didn't see me. I just fell off my chair when you said $45. So I just got back up and regained my yeah. composure. So,
But, you know, we have pretty great, you know, negotiation capability as far as if a group needs to meet a certain budget as far as room rate goes and their catering minimums. You know, we're pretty flexible to an extent.
Wow. Now that's great. That's good information to know. For people that are listening that, you know, trying to do groups on your own and not coming through me, that's fine. But you can contact, you know, Amanda, and I'm going to give all her information on, on my website as well as on the podcast for LATalkRadio.com. So if you can go to that, and then I'll have all the information, the show description and things like that. You know, Amanda Berry's name, her email, and her direct number. Is that okay if I give you your direct number, or would you rather have your cell phone number?
Give it out, my friend. Okay. bring all the groups to Reno.
Very good. Very good. Well, we are about almost out of time. I mean, you know, and this was painless, right?
Absolutely.
So Amanda's been busy. I mean, they've just been cranking, been busy, this and that. So I do appreciate you taking the time. Last minute, I mean, like I said, you had a great attitude about it, because a lot of people I talk to, they don't have a good attitude. They're like, it's like I'm forcing them to do it. But you were not, and in some respect, I am forcing them to do it. So, but no, I didn't have to force you to do anything. You did it on your own. You were happy to do it, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate you sharing everything about, you know, the Row Hotels or the Row Reno, which comprises of three different hotels, all three different types of hotels, all three different price points, but all in the same area. So you can go from one end to the other end and experience, would you say 25 restaurants, 25 food? Is it 25, right?
25 restaurants, yeah. 4,000 hotel rooms and suites.
It's crazy, crazy. So I've been there. I know what it's about. I appreciate you. Appreciate what you guys did for me last week. I have to give a shout out to Michelle as well. So make sure you let Michelle know I said hello, and just in case she's not listening. I couldn't imagine her not listening, but if she is, I'm going to be disappointed in her. Just let her know that.
All right.
But anyway, I want to thank you. Do you have anything, any parting words for me? Anything?
I mean, I appreciate the extension and offer, and happy to come chat on your radio show whenever you'd like.
Wow. This is great. This is great. Well, I appreciate you, Amanda.
So. Yeah.
All right, AB. So I'm going to let you off the hook now, okay?
All right, my friend.
So
have
anyway,
a great day.
All right, you take care now.
Thank you. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye. So thank you, everyone, for joining me on air. And I let her go because I know she was busy, and you can kind of tell at the end she was like kind of, you know, I got to go. I got to, you know, I got this contract. I have to get out. You know, or I got to go to lunch. I haven't even eaten yet. One of the two, right? But great salesperson. Just someone that's accommodating, and that goes for Michelle Williams, who's her counterpart at the property as well. Those are two people that I dealt with, she's actually my contact. Amanda's my contact here because she handles the California market. So that's it for On Air at Russell Hotels. I do appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy day to kind of tune in. And if you didn't tune in, I appreciate the people that are tuning in later, because I do post the video on all my social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn specifically, and Twitter. So, and then later, YouTube and all that stuff as well. And my website. So I do appreciate all the time you guys spend with me, because without you guys, I can't do the show, right? Without people listening, doesn't make sense to do the show, right? But I do appreciate that. And if you're interested in sponsorship, for, you know, an episode or two of the show, please feel free to reach out to me. So you can contact me. All my information is on my website at russellofhotels.com, and we can talk about that. So please feel free to do that if you so desire to, you know, have your hotel or your property or whatever represented on air with Russell Hotels, because we do reach a lot of people. So just so you know, I'm not going to share all those numbers with you right now because I don't have that much time. But as you can see, the row is well represented. Last week was well represented with, Cogwheel Marketing, which is Stephanie Smith. So I do appreciate those, you know, those partnerships that we have made over the last, 10, 15, 20 weeks or so. But anyway, so that's it. Now I'm going to start rambling now. So I don't want to do that. So anyway, you guys have a great day. Great rest of your Tuesday. And stay warm. No, stay cool, because like I said, it's 104 degrees. And the people in Blythe, stay inside, stay hydrated. It's 107. It's going to be 115 tomorrow, 111 the next day. Who would want to live there? I don't know. But anyway, but I love people from Blythe. Of course, I love my mom and dad because they're from there. And I'm from there as well. But, you know, I was a smart one and got out. So anyway, you guys take care. And thank you again. See you next Tuesday.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.